going on? Welcome back to another episode of the wonderful The Arsenio Buck Perspective, man. I know it sounds a little bit crazy because I'm actually getting into this again in the midst of doing the Transformation Week. And the reason for this is because tomorrow I'm supposed to upload the transformation in regards to goals, but we didn't do the core desire feelings yet with the goals, if I'm not mistaken, right? Because we did the inner world attitudes, we did the inner world encouragement, and then I stopped. And the reason I stopped was because I wanted to make sure that I got all my goals and stuff down packed for you guys before I went into this. But now I'm just going to walk you through this process. And if anything else comes up, I'm definitely going to bring that up in the next segment. But nothing, man, this is going to be a very, very good podcast, but you guys are going to be doing a lot of writing on your end, right? So again, other things and other areas we're going to be getting into after the transformation program is going to be about the outer world, what you have to stop doing in specific areas of your core desire feelings. And then it's going to come down to planning with your core desire feelings, meaning the dream analysis, which is going to be insane. Goal vetting before goal setting. That's going to be something we get into way down the line. What is it? The intention plus goal setting, brutal facts, fears, all these different things that we're going to have to answer. And that's going to help us, you know, come up with the more bigger picture in regards to our goals. So I really wanted to do this, the whole do experience plus have and give, because we're in the midst of the transformation week and we got to have these down before we continue on for the next week too. Okay. Because I don't know, it's going to be week three, week four, who knows how long this is going to go on for, but it's action packed. So here we go. Let's get into the whole guidance of this. Okay. Do experience plus have and give. So what you need to do is build the bridge. Okay. From your heart to the outer world. How the hell can you do that? Well, go through each of the life areas and ask yourself what you want to do, experience, plus have and give in each area. All right, so you're gonna do it from a fresh mindset though, okay? And your core desire feelings are gonna be guiding you here. So what I'm gonna have to do, and because I was just so goddamn ill-prepared, is I'm going to grab this wonderful book that I have along with my core desire feelings. And I'm just going to guide you just a little bit because I want you guys to do this obviously on your own at home, wherever it may be. I had to write down so much in regards to Gia. That was like 2 pages. Now, remember, I might be adding and subtracting, but alive, rapture, erotic, cosmic, majestic, holistic, those are my top core desire feelings. And if I feel like there's another feeling in there, I'm definitely going to write that down and make sure I follow all the cues to continue building that one up. Yeah. So in saying that, we're going to be guided through the core desired feeling. Okay. Through these, which is the opposite of how we've been socially trained to organize our lives. Right. Because a lot of people are like, oh, how to become a millionaire, how to become a, all these bullshit Instagrammers out there. Okay. The bullshit Instagram posts, and people are like, yeah, I'm going to be happy and achieve happiness when I become a millionaire. No, you become a bigger asshole. You become more of what you already are. Until you find out your core desire feelings, we're never going to understand any of this, right? So it's kind of like this. Typically, we'd be aiming to own a 2-bedroom house with the hope that we would feel some form of fulfillment when we get it. But that's actually backwards. What we need to do is work from the inside out. So let's go over the do, experience, have, and give. The do is the actions, the making, projects, the creation, start, stop, continue. That's the do, right? The experience is the partake in, to be involved in, the achievement, the join, grow, evolve, see. Those are the experiences. And this is why Gia is so important to me. The have is the own, the get, the buy, the earn. And the give is the offer, the lend, the contribute, the donate, the gift, the overall, like, What is your mission is what we've been talking about and what I will be talking about in the next week in regards to this wonderful transformation week. So here we go. Let's get into livelihood, okay, plus lifestyle. Now, remember, if you guys haven't already taken down, you know, the steps and everything in terms of livelihood, you got to go back and see, okay, what is it? What do I want to experience in my livelihood? Now, remember, I'm working for my core desire feeling. So I'm going to put in alive in my livelihood. Okay. I'm going to put in Gia in my livelihood because I believe that these, as a matter of fact, I mean, the cosmic, majestic, the holistic, obviously holistic would have to be put in there too. So what do you want to feel in these? Now, you're going to have to put your core desire feeling here. So if you haven't done those, go back to several podcasts back and you got to get down these core desire feelings because you're going to write down the I want to do or experience. I want to have. I want to give. Okay. And the same thing with body and wellness. Now, this is very easy because I'm going to slot in, obviously, the holistic, the majestic, and the Gia right in here. So what do I want to experience with my body? Now, if I want to go from the holistic route, I would love to have more deeper meditations to explore on a more deeper and subconscious level things that I'm not, you know, so prone to experiencing on a routine basis, right? Body, I would like to, you know, transform my body a little bit more, do a little bit more of this, or what about giving? See, this is, again, this is going to be a little bit difficult. So make sure you check out my blog and you check this out because this is going to dive really deep into it. It might take you a long time to even discover this, to even write this down, to give examples of this, because there's so much packed in here. Creativity plus learning. What do you want to do, experience, have, give? Relationship and society. What would you like to do, experience, have, give? Essence and spirituality. What would you like to do, experience, have, and give? So what you would then do in a few more steps, you would turn these things in the outer world desires into intentions or goals. If some of these jump out as obvious to-dos, you can start to like literally write out plans to actualize it. So if you look at this, the hot list for do plus experience and give, you have three columns, okay? Three columns only. There are no rows. Three columns. Do experience plus have give. What would you like? Take action, notes to self, ideas, people, whatever you need to do. Remember, Brendon Burchard, it's like, okay, what five things do I need to do today to move that needle forward, right? What five things do I need to do today to make this experience happen? And when am I going to get it done by? This is exactly, and this is an even better way of goal setting because, you know, my traditional way of goal setting, I got from obviously the transformation coach last year. And she's like, okay, I would like to achieve this many clients online by this time and this. But now it's like, okay, I want to experience like solopreneurship in terms of having 10 online clients and this many people allotted to this and having online courses sold on a routine basis at this price and the actions I need to do and the notes to self and the people I need to get involved with and the things that I need to start uploading more and the ideas I may have that I need to implement in this. And all of this is going to be done by this time. Do you guys get what I'm saying? I just broke that down. And now I'm talking to you guys from a completely different perspective. Let's go into like personal development. Maybe a lot of you are just like not really into personal development and stuff, right? Although you're listening to me, I love you guys like crazy. If we say, okay, well, you know what? I would like to experience a better relationship. So I'm going to put more, let's say, erotic. Okay, this is one of my core desired feelings. So I'm going to base this around it. So how can I put more of this into my relationship? So you would have to say, okay, I would like more of this, this, and this. And what I would need to do is just take little actions by giving a little bit more to the relationship every day. Perhaps notes to self and being able to be fully involved. What do you need to take out of your life in order to fulfill yourself in this relationship category, in order to make the relationship better? what people do you might need to reach out to, or people that you may need to follow in regards to relationships and this and that, or what books do you need to read, and what actions can you take from those books, and by when are you going to start doing this? This is how you break down these goals. So there is a lot to be written down. Again, man, I got this wonderful book. There's going to be just so much writing happening. This is going to be me reviewing it on a consistent basis. And this is how you're going to begin to start ironing and detailing out your core desire feelings and making goals that are literally like built around them. So in saying that, people, check out my blog, thearseniobuckshow.com. We got a lot more that we're going to be getting into. And now I can finally get into the Brendon Burchard goal things. And I'm going to combine both this podcast and that podcast together. So in saying that, thanks for tuning in to another wonderful episode of the Arsenio Buck Perspective. Stay tuned for more. Over and out.